Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. 感谢你再次收听我的节目。新的一周又开始了。Let's review some global news stories from the weekend. The first one is about the oil market in the US. Gasoline prices reach $5 a gallon nationwide for the first time. It's from Wall Street Journal.The average price of a gallon of regular unleaded gas in the U.S. hit $5 Friday night, and the rise in fuel costs is expected to persist throughout the busy summer driving season. The record high, according to OPIS, an energy data and analytic provider, comes as the U.S. consumer inflation hits its highest level in 40 years, and the crude oil prices remain high.Gas prices skyrocketed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine earlier this year, with traders, shippers, and financiers shunning Russia oil supplies. Oil inventories, which were already tight because of high demand from economic reopening, have depleted even more, with no sign of relief ahead. 第一则新闻呢是有关于美国油价，它来自《华尔街日报》。美国的全国平均零售油价第一次超过了$5一加仑。随着夏天驾驶高峰期的到来，这样的高油价呢还可能持续。The second story is in UK. Credit Suisse lands on UK watch list for stricter supervision, Financial Times reports. It's from Reuters. The UK Financial Conduct Authority has put Credit Suisse on a watch list of institutions in need of stricter supervision, the Financial Times reported late on Sunday, citing a letter sent in May.The regulator told a Swiss bank last month the steps had been taken because of concerns the bank had not made enough improvements in its culture, governance, and risk controls, the report said. 第二则新闻来自于路透社。英国的监管部门呢对瑞士信贷将做出更严格的监管，因为根据他们的调查呢，瑞信并没有在企业文化、公司治理和风险管控方面呢做出足够的改进。The third piece is about Japan.Japan eases foreign tourism ban, allows guided package tour. It's from Associated Press. Japan on Friday eased its borders for foreign tourists and began accepting visa applications, but only for those on guided package tours who are willing to follow mask wearing and other antivirus measures, as the country cautiously tries to balance business and infection worries.Friday is the first day to start procedures needed for the entry, and arrivals are not expected until late June at the earliest, even though airport immigration and quarantine offices stood by for any possible arrivals. 第三则新闻呢，则是有关于日本旅游业的，它来自于联合社。随着疫情的缓和呢，日本从周五开始向国际旅客开放，并接受签证申请。但目前到达日本的国际旅客呢，只能通过参加旅行团的形式访问日本。并严格遵守携带口罩等相关防疫措施。The fourth piece is about tech. What iOS 16 and Android 13 tell us about the future of smartphones? It's from the CNET. Your iPhone or Android phone is about to become even more tightly woven into the non-digital aspects of your life. That's one of the main takeaways from the iOS 16 and Android 13.The latest mobile software updates from Apple and Google coming later this year. Both tech giants want to turn your phone into an electronic wallet for storing your legal ID, pushing your phone closer to your identity than ever before. The company also continues to improve the way phones communicate with cars, smart home gadgets, and other everyday devices.第四则新闻呢，则是有关于科技方面的。从最新的 iOS 16和安卓13这两个操作系统的更新来看呢，智能手机将和我们日常生活更紧密相连。从身份的识别和数字钱包，还有和其他设备的智能连接，手机和生活的相关度呢，将更加提高。The last piece is about Hollywood. Box office, Jurassic World Dominion, bites off $143 million opening. It's from Hollywood Reporter.The dinos are back. Jurassic World Dominion devoured an estimated $143 million from 4,676 theaters in its domestic opening, after rolling into a gross of $59.6 million. Globally, the summer tentpole finished Sunday with a total of $389 million as the box office recovery continued to gain momentum. The final installment in Universal and Amblin's Jurassic World trilogy easily won the weekend as audience sensation Top Gun Maverick fell to number 2 in its third outing. 最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于好莱坞的《侏罗纪公园 Dominion》呢，本周以$1.42亿的票房呢，成为本周末的票房冠军，其全球票房呢，更是达到了$3.89亿，而前几周的冠军 Top Gun Maverick 呢，则退居第二。可以看到呢，全球的电影业呢，正在逐渐复苏。That's all for today's news story. 你可以在 show notes 里看到这些新闻的标题，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整版。同时呢，在 show notes 和公众号里呢，也提供了一些主要单词的中英文解释，供你做参考。All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 好了，今天节目就到这里，非常感谢你的收听，我们下一期再见。